Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host on this weekend show. We are talking about a new community park that's being looked at, a development of one near the intersection of Standard Road and Tuolumne Road. The Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors are moving towards requesting state grant money that's becoming available to develop a park in that area. We're joined in studio this weekend by Eric Aiken, who is the recreation supervisor for Tuolumne County, and Julie Stewart, who is the county recreation activities coordinator. Go back to Mr. Aiken. You know, having a park like this, potentially, if the money comes through from the state, do you think it could have some good economic impacts for the county?
Absolutely. I think being able to do more activities will definitely be bringing people in, not just from around Tuolumne County, but from outside the area. You know, we do a lot of softball tournaments and soccer tournaments currently right now at Standard Park, and we can't even meet the demand that we're getting. And those tournaments bring people in from, I mean, we've got them coming from North Carolina, down south, or Montana. They come from all over for these tournaments. So, you know, they're staying in our hotels, they're eating at our restaurants, and, you know, they're bringing money into the community beyond just the rental fees they're paying to use the facility. So I think being able to accommodate more requests, I think absolutely will benefit the community as a whole.
Hopefully a draw, too, keeping younger families in the community, something for people to do?
Absolutely. That's something we hear a lot at the rec department, is there's just not enough for my kids to do, or there's not enough of what my kids want to do, which is why this community input is so important for them to tell us what it is they would like to see at this park, to draw families back to Tuolumne County or keep families from leaving Tuolumne County. We hear constantly they move down to the valley just because, you know, there's more opportunities for their kids. So hopefully this will kind of incentivize them to maybe stick around a little longer.
Listening to you speak here this morning, this is the county is moving this forward now, but it sounds like you really want this to be a community park and get everybody's input.
Yeah, that's really why we're here, is we want to get the community involved. This is their park. We want them to tell us and dictate what they want in the park, rather than us saying what we feel maybe the county needs. We'd like to hear from the citizens here and tell us what are your interests? What sort of things would you like to see? Because the last thing we want to do is build something that no one uses. Right. So, you know, we want to get their input so that they have a vested interest in that and then want to, you know, continue to use it.
Julie Stewart, as we mentioned, County Recreation Activities Coordinator. Any other benefits that you see that are out there that we haven't really touched on that just having this in a big picture sense would bring to the county?
I just think it would be completely vital for families in the community to have this park, to have a safe place for themselves, for their families to go to stay active and have a safe place.
Lighting and that type of thing, does that all play into development as well?
Yeah, that is something that the original grant we didn't include, because just the original grant had a cap of $1 million. And the actual project that we designed was about a $3 million project. So we were going to do it in phases. This new grant has a cap of $8 million. So there's a lot more that we'll be able to do. And lighting will definitely be something that we're looking to do, because we have groups that want to be in there all night long. So, you know, by having lights, we can accommodate more groups and allow more people to use it for longer periods of time.
Do you know at this point with the grant application, you mentioned the $8 million figure, up to $8 million, if the county puts together a plan that would cost somewhere close to $8 million, you know, is there a chance that the state could come back and say, oh, we can fund half of that, or we can fund a quarter of it, or that type of thing?
This type of grant is usually an all or nothing. You either get what you ask for or you don't get anything. The dollar amount will really be determined on what it is we're putting in there. SPI has graciously agreed to allow us to use the corner 10 acres. Depending on what we put in there, we may not need the whole $8 million. So it really depends on what sort of amenities we're putting in there, but we have the ability up to $8 million. So, you know, lighting, fields, parking lot, you know, there's all kinds of things that this grant will cover. So we're going to try and squeeze in as much as we can into every square inch that we've got, that we have access to.
Watching the supervisors meeting when this was discussed, the Board of Supervisors were individually talking about how great this would be. I know the county's fully on board going forward. You know, just how competitive are these grant processes? Is it a pretty good chance the county gets funding, or minimal chance? You know, how, just in a general sense?
You know, it's difficult. It's very competitive. I mean, it's pretty much every municipality up and down the state of California is going to be going for this, and they're going to be going probably for the full $8 million. One of the things that we have a hard time with is there's actually a component of the grant where it looks at a half-mile radius of your location to look at housing densities. Well, there really isn't much housing around that area versus if you go to the inner cities in LA, you can drop a half mile radius and, you know, there's 50,000 people that live there. So we have, as a rural community, have a hard time competing with that, which is another reason we're really trying to brand this as a regional park. It's not just the residents that live right around that they're going to be using it. It's going to be the entire county and outside the county. So I think it's very important. I think the state appreciates. I know the last time we did this, they were really rooting for us, but it's difficult because there are so many people that will be applying for this. There will be multiple rounds of this grant. So if we don't get the first one, we will definitely be going back and applying in subsequent rounds. This isn't something that obviously we're not giving up on because we're now trying again and 2 years later. Currently, right now, the grant application is in the draft form, so we don't know specific dates and times at this point. December, January is usually when the state releases the final grant application, so at that point, we'll have a better idea of when it will be due and when all these rounds are going to occur. So right now, we're kind of working off the draft application, but trying to get ahead of the curve, and we want to get these public meetings, get them going, and kind of hear what the community has to say.
Yeah, I think that's a good point that you just brought up. It's that's for the community to know that this isn't just a one-and-done type deal. If the county doesn't get it, you just go home and don't ever talk about it again. So there is additional funding down the road. So if you don't get it this time, just keep trying until that funding comes through.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not going to give up. We'll keep plugging along and trying because that's something that we don't have in this community. We don't have enough facilities. The schools have been very gracious and allowed us to use their facilities. But there's a lot of programs we would like to do that we just can't because we don't have the appropriate facilities to do them. So hopefully this would be an opportunity to do that.
So Julie Stewart, one more time, we're getting to the end of today's show. If you can run down those upcoming community meetings, because I know a couple are coming up in just days here.
Okay, so public meetings for the Tuolumne County Regional Park Project will be held at various locations. Meeting times will be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Beginning Tuesday, December 11th, the location for that meeting is Jamestown Elementary School in the multipurpose gym. Next, we'll have a meeting on Wednesday, December 12th at Twain Hart Elementary School in the cafeteria. Following that, we'll have a meeting Thursday, December 13th at the Board of Supervisors Chambers on the fourth floor. And lastly, we'll have a meeting on December 17th at Columbia Elementary School in the cafeteria. The flyer is available on the Tuolumne County website on their homepage. And for more information, the public can contact the Tuolumne County Recreation Department at 533-5663.
Got a lot of information on this weekend show. Eric Aiken, any closing comments as we wrap up today?
Oh, I just appreciate you having us here. We're very fortunate to be able to come and talk to you and get the word out to the community. So hopefully more people will hear about it. And we're just really excited for this opportunity and what it can do for Tuolumne County and the residents.
Julie Stewart, any closing comments?
I just appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, we thank you both for coming in today and best of luck with the process and keep us posted on how things come along.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, we thank our guests this weekend, Eric Aiken, who is Recreation Supervisor for Tuolumne County, Julie Stewart, the County Recreation Activities Coordinator. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking about the Tuolumne County General Plan update. That's going to be going to the Planning Commission very shortly. Right before that meeting, we're going to be hearing from David Gonzalez, Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director, as well as Assistant CRA Director Quincy Yaley. Again, that's next week on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.